Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we got Mike Bulhas, and I hope I'm pronouncing the name correctly. He's a special investigator, and it's around that story that I told you about the Malunga Commission, over 41,000 cases stuck in the SAP's forensic backlog. And we're looking at what has created a backlog of forensic cases. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
So how do we get to this point where is it because there's too many cases or we don't have enough investigators?
Well, first of all, about 3 or 4 years ago, there was planning of new labs and extra staff and more paraphernalia that can assist to catch up, because this has been going on for years, but it never realized. So they're in the same and worse situation actually as before. And many of the highly qualified have left. So they have a huge problem with extremely qualified specialist investigators that specifically deals with biology, chemical investigations, and then obviously all the forensic investigations, which includes ballistic. And then they have old equipment that is not up to date or updated or serviced, shortages of vehicles, and other staff as well. And some of these guys work overtime, 30 to 50 hours a month, but you can only do so much. So a backlog starts when you can't get to the extra, say, 1,000 cases a month that you need to deal with, and it heaps up and it becomes more and more up to the quantity that we have now seen that he has exposed, which is true.
So, I mean, you've kind of covering everything. You're saying there's a problem with the people, with the skills, with the equipment. It's almost like everything's failing. And if we have a look at this, what is the impact of this backlog of cases on the crime rate? Does that affect the crime rate because they're not being investigated?
Yeah, fortunately to the what's going on since General Nkwanazi stood up, this has opened up the complete can of worms, and all the situations in South Africa seems to come under scrutiny, which should have been done since day one in any country, so that you do zero tolerance, that it doesn't come to a situation where we have it now, where it's so enormous that the country cannot actually be safe anymore, because we aren't protected and served by the government or the authorities, and it puts the public in an extreme situation. Cases that is not solved. I also know that many of the investigations at the forensics, sometimes when they are done, it takes a long time. But the other policemen that used to work on it, the normal police stations, don't go and fetch what they need to fetch, and they just leave it there. So you have cases that fall away. You get obviously people that has opened up cases that are upset about it and waiting for years. And this has an effect because the criminals know this. They hear this, and they also follow the hearings and investigations, and they take advantage of it.
And is there a solution at the end of the day, do you think? Is it a case that one should... obviously, you need to get more people, more skills, more equipment, but is that possible? And what do you propose if you had a magic wand, what would your solution be?
Well, the magic wand is that this specific department is, not that the others aren't, but this is basically the end of the line department, where plainly put, bullets, drugs, and whatever is involved in a crime investigation is brought to specifically investigated, they identified and then presented in court, which is the main evidence. If that is not up to the highest standard with the best and the newest equipment, which is possible, but it's going to cost a huge amount of money. They need new buildings as well, by the way. And they need vehicles, as I've said, they need all the paraphernalia in order to do their work. But most of all, they need skilled people, which they don't have. So that's my concern, and I don't think there is. And I don't think they're going to go back or work there, or they're going to get those. It's very difficult now to change this and get it to where it should be. But nothing is impossible if the government and our country puts this as a priority and does something about it. But now you have all the other information that we are seeing in the hearings and investigation that also needs to be dealt with. You also need new generals. You need new investigators in crime intelligence, IPED, etc., etc., all those departments. So it's no use you have the forensic unit that is up and running and perfect, and the other units that deals with them is not on the same level.
So it sounds like you're saying that this is a major, major problem, but it's not. This is not the only problem. It's a whole. This whole system is a problem and needs to be looked at it. And I think the first stage to any solution is to identify the problem and make people aware of it, and hopefully things then get done. But thank you for your input. And that was Mike Bolhaus, a special investigator, just talking about this unbelievable huge backlog, and seems like with the problems that exist, that it's going to be backlogged for quite a while.